The $20 million will be split among Wisconsin tech colleges, but Chippewa Valley Technical College is the lead administrator of the grant. CVTC President Bruce Barker says the money will be used to hire teachers, allowing them to open more sections of registered nursing and certified nursing programs. It's expected this will allow an additional 150 students to enroll. Barker says that's important with aging baby boomers and more people getting access to health care through the Affordable Care Act.
We know that there will be an ever-increasing demand for health care workers.
But despite the federal grant, there is still a bottleneck for nursing students that need clinical trials in the Chippewa Valley.
You know, there's a finite limit there as to how many students the hospitals and the clinics are willing to take on to shadow their employees and work in their environment. And so the number of clinical sites does limit the number of students that we can serve at any one time.
Barker says that means nursing and dental hygienist programs have wait lists up to 2 years. And according to Connor Smith of the Wisconsin Technical College system, the problem is much bigger than CVTC.
Those clinical spots are often limited, and that is certainly not just the case in the Eau Claire region. That's true statewide.
CVTC says part of the federal grant will help them expand high-tech simulators that react to medical treatment given by students. Barker hopes in the future those may be able to help reduce the backlog of students waiting for clinical trials. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.